This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called How to Get Through What You're Going Through. In these teachings, Rick looks at how God can take every situation in life, including the absolute worst circumstances, and turn them around for your good and His glory. If you know someone who needs some powerful Bible-based encouragement, then stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about the Journey Toward Hope guided experience. It's full of encouraging Bible verses, exercises, and journaling pages to help you draw close to God and renew your sense of hope. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Surrender, the Path to Peace.
This last week was birthday week in the Warren household. We had three family birthdays. Sunday morning is Amy's birthday, but earlier in the week we had Cole's birthday and Caleb's birthday, and so on Cole's birthday we went to a bounce house and had a whole lot of fun playing in the bounce house, and on Caleb's birthday we went to a trampoline club. You can imagine me on a trampoline. And so I was really getting into this, and all of a sudden Cassie comes up, she's 7 years old, she says, "Papa, I have something I want you to do with me." I said, "Okay, babe, you know, I'm up for anything." So she grabs my hand and she takes me around to this balance beam jousting contest. So we put on the headgear, this is like American Gladiator. Okay, now it's me versus a seven-year-old. I think this is going to be pretty easy, okay? And so we get up on the balance beam, and it's over this giant pit filled with real squishy, super soft sponges. So if you fall off, it's no big deal. So she's at one end of the balance beam, and she comes at me. She takes one swack, and I'm off. Okay, I'm off. So I fall into this pit. And then I think, okay, well, that was fun. And then I start to get out. But at my weight, those things just collapse. They're up to about here. Okay, so it's a pit filled with these super soft sponges. And you're going like this, and you push down, and they just all push right back down. And I thought, I'm going to die in this pit. I wanted to do a commercial. I've fallen and I can't get out. And actually, I couldn't get out. I literally, because there was nothing to step up on. And so finally, Josh and Amy grabbed my hands and pulled me out. Have you ever been in a pit you couldn't get out of? That's why we're doing this series. Because we all have pits, financial pits, emotional pits, relational pits. Sometimes life's just the pits. And some things you can't get around, and some things you can't get over. You can't go under. You can't climb out on your own. You just got to go through it. And sometimes you have to ask for help. Now, we're about two-thirds through this series. We're in week four. We've got three more that we want to look at. But before we do, I want to go back and review kind of where we've been. Because we've been talking about the six different phases or six responses or reactions to when you have a major loss in your life. You lose your job. You lose your health. You lose your spouse. You lose a loved one to death. You lose credibility. Whatever. And everybody goes through losses in life, and we all have major losses in life. Now, these six phases that we've been looking at, shock and sorrow and struggle so far, and we're going to look at surrender, sanctification, and service, they're not really linear. In other words, it's not like you go through one and then that's it, and then you're done. You can actually bounce back and forth between these stages. In fact, you could have all six of them in one day. And you could get through shock and be going through sorrow and come out on struggle, and then all of a sudden you find yourself back in sorrow again. That's normal. These are not linear like you graduate from them. In a grieving period, you go through them all in different ways. So let's just review this. First, we said the typical reaction when you have a major loss in life is shock. And in shock, you feel numb. And we talked in that message about crying out to God and letting others help me. And we talked about how really you need other people in your life. You need fellowship when you're shocked because you can't think straight and other people need to think for you. And you can't pray straight. You need other people to pray for you. And you can't even believe straight when you're in shock. You need other people to believe for you. And so we're in shock. Then you move into the sorrow phase, and in sorrow you move from feeling numb to feeling grief. And remember, we talked about how grief is a good thing. Grief is God's way of getting us through the transitions of life, that there is no life without change, there is no change without loss, there is no loss without pain, and there is no pain without grief. Grief is healthy. In fact, to not grieve is unhealthy. In fact, grief is the only thing that makes you different from the animals. It's the most human emotion. God grieves. It's not a sin to grieve. Jesus wept. And we talked about that you cannot go around grief. You got to go through it. And the reason why so many people have so many problems in adulthood is because they have never grieved over losses early on in life. They just stuffed it. And whenever you stuff your grief, you're the one who's going to get sick. You're the one who it's going to come out sideways with all kinds of bizarre behaviors and things like that. You have to face it to move on. We talked about how men, we're not particularly good at grieving because we don't like to feel our emotions. In fact, we're often afraid of our emotions. And so we stuff them and we don't deal with them. When you stuff it, your stomach keeps score. The only way to get through it is to go through it. And you can't stuff it, you can't deny it. Remember, we talked about listing the losses that you've never grieved. There's some things that you went, and a lot of grief is more than just losing a loved one. You can lose a lot of things in life. You can lose your identity, you can lose your credibility, you can lose your health, you can lose a position. And then you identify what you've really lost, and then you ask Jesus to heal your broken heart. Then last week we talked about struggle, and if in sorrow you feel, in shock you feel numb, and in sorrow you feel sad, in struggle you feel angry. And now you're starting to get frustrated, you're starting to get ticked off at God. You're getting a little angry at God. I go, why is this happening? That's the why questions of life. And remember I talked last week about how you have to learn how to what the Bible calls lament. And I gave you a little acrostic, care, complain, appeal, remind, express. You got to complain, tell God what I think is unfair, and then appeal to God's nature. You're a good God. You're a loving God. Help me out here. And you got to remind God of what he said. God loves to be reminded of his promises. And then I expressed my total trust in God. Now this week, we're going to look at surrender. And if the emotion best described it with surrender is peace. It's the pathway to peace. And remember last week I finished the message by saying the only way you're going to win a fight with God is surrender. But when you do, you win because God pours out blessings on you in that surrendered attitude. Now specifically what I want us to look at this week in surrendering and the path to peace of how do you let go of the pain in your life? How do you get on? How do you move through it? How do you get past the pain so you don't get stuck? Because so many people are stuck at some point of major loss. They had a divorce, and that's defined their life. Now, everybody's going to have bad things happen to them. Everybody does. Everybody does. And you have three choices when bad things happen to you. You can let it destroy you. You can let it define you, or you can let it develop you. You can let it destroy you, you can let it define you, or you can let it develop you. What Kay and I want to share with you this weekend is how you let even the bad things in your life develop you and grow you by the act of surrender. Specifically, we're going to look at a passage where David, King David in the Bible, lost his son. He had a baby that died. Now, the Bible says, look there on your outline, Romans 15, verse 4, everything written in the scriptures was written to teach us in order that we might have hope. Circle that word hope. The Bible says that everything God gave us in the Bible was given for our encouragement and for our hope. And so these stories that are in the Bible, they're not just there for stories. This story of David losing a child is not just a story. It teaches us the principles of the path to peace through surrender. Now, I don't know what losses you've had, and I don't know what the losses that are going to come in your life or in my life either, but you're going to need to know how to respond to them. So let's look at David and this story of him losing a child and then what he learned to do as a result of it. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 16 to 24, it says this. David begged God to spare the child. Now, let me just say it. Bathsheba was pregnant. The baby was born. And then the baby gets very, very sick. And it is near death. And David is freaking out. And like any new dad, he is on the floor praying and crying and weeping. And it says, David begged God to spare the child. He went without food. In other words, he's fasting. And he lay all night on the bare ground. He's praying to God. Now the leaders of the nation, remember David is the king of Israel, the leaders of the nation pleaded with David to get up and to go eat something, eat with them, but he refused. Then on the seventh day, the baby died. So this had been going on for days and days. No food, no eating, just praying. On the seventh day, the baby died. Now, David's advisors were afraid to tell him. He was so broken up about the baby being sick, they said, what's he going to do? What's he going to do when he tell him that the child is dead? So they're worried about him. But when David saw them whispering, he realized what had happened. Is the baby dead? He asked. And yes, they replied. Now, that's the setup of the story. And the rest of the story that Kay and I are going to share with you are the six things that David does after he has a major loss. He's been praying all of his life for this baby to be well, but the baby dies. I told you that I prayed every day of Matthew's life for 27 years that God would heal him of his mental illness. And it didn't happen. It was the number one prayer of my life, and it didn't happen. Now, what does David do after this? Is he going to let it destroy him? Is he going to let it define him? Or is he going to let it develop him? David does six things. If you ever needed to take notes, it's this weekend. Write these down. The first thing I need to do if I want to get on the pathway to peace is this: accept what cannot be changed. That's the first thing I have to do on the path to peace. That's the first step in surrender. I have to accept what cannot be changed. You know, when people receive bad news, what's the first response to it? I don't believe it. Exactly. I don't believe it. We reject it. In fact, usually if you tell somebody some really bad, shocking news, here's what they'll start doing. They'll go like this. No, no. No, 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 it can't be. I don't believe it. It couldn't be. It's impossible. It's not real because our minds reject shocking news. And the first reaction is, no, no, it can't happen. It's not supposed to happen like this. That's the first typical reaction. But slowly reality starts to set in and you can't deny it anymore. And that's where surrender comes in. Surrender is accepting of reality. Here's what David did. Look there on your outline. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 22 and 23. David said this, I fasted and I wept while the child was alive, for I thought perhaps the Lord would be gracious and let the child live. But why should I fast when he is dead? Can I bring him back again? The answer is no. What is David doing here? He's accepting what cannot be changed. Now, when you have an immediate loss, like when I had a son who a few hours earlier he was alive and then all of a sudden he was dead. And that was so shocking. It wasn't like a six-month, you know, cancer where you get a chance to prepare for it. It seemed so surreal in those early hours because all of a sudden he was not there anymore. And really for the first couple weeks, I kept expecting him to walk in the door at night. Now, when I say accepting what can't be changed, in whatever loss you've had in your life, no matter what the loss is, the first thing you have to do is, if it's over, it's over. And you accept what cannot be changed. Now, acceptance doesn't mean you stop caring. No, no. And acceptance doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. It does. And acceptance doesn't mean you even think that what happened is good. It's not. None of that's acceptance. Acceptance simply means I can't change it. David says, my son has died, and I can't change that. I want you to write this question on your outline. What do I need to accept that's over in my life? What do I need to accept is over in my life? Maybe it's that job, and you keep thinking, maybe they're going to call me back and give me another chance at it. I made a big mistake. I blew it. I really messed up. I really made a big mess of it. It's over. There ain't going to be another chance. Maybe it's some relationship that's over. And you just keep hoping they're coming back. And you keep hoping they're going to come back. You keep hoping they're going to call. They're not coming back. It's over. Maybe you need to say, what I need to accept is that season of my life is over. You know, I one time went to a high school reunion. I will never go again. Because there were some people still reliving the high school catch they made in a football game. I'm going, get a life. That happened 20 years ago. And I mean, you're not in high school anymore. Have you looked in the mirror? That season of your life is never coming back. It's over. And you need to accept what cannot be changed. And the past in your life, for good or bad, the good things and the bad things, they are seasonal and they're not there. And the past is past.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Hey, if you missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. That's PastorRick.com. If you really need some powerful encouragement, then let me tell you about the Journey Toward Hope guided experience. This full-color vegan leather study tool will help you take your quiet time to a new level. You can go through it at your own pace. It's full of encouraging Bible verses, exercises, and journaling pages to help you draw close to God so that He can renew your spirit and your sense of hope. The Journey Toward Hope guided experience will help you uncover the hidden reasons you may lose hope and will teach you how to maintain and bolster that hope for a lifetime. It's perfect for you or a loved one. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Just go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. And now here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I want to share with you a letter from Debbie that really, truly touched my heart. She wrote, Pastor Rick, I'm not sure how many times I've thought about emailing you, but I didn't. I'm not sure why. But today I listened to your Daily Hope message on facing giants in life and work, and I knew that I needed to say thank you. My story started when my husband of almost 24 years died suddenly at our home of a blood clot. He was just 49 years old. My daughter was the one who called 911, and life just seemed to stop. We were in shock after that death. At the funeral, my brother told me about your message series, How to Get Through What You're Going Through. So I listened and I held on to those words and what Kay had spoken, not knowing how significant they would become. My own son had been struggling with what we now think was undiagnosed bipolar disorder. He'd been struggling for about 3 years, and 11 weeks after my husband died, he took his life. Life stopped again. I have an incredible family and a group of friends, and they, along with my faith, got me and my daughter through things I never thought I could live through. But the resource that I kept turning to and listening to over and over again was your series, How to Get Through What You're Going Through When You Lost Your Son. You and Kay truly understood how I felt and how I still feel. We're part of a club that nobody wants to be a member of. Rick, I've learned so many things through this journey of grief, but the most important is that God keeps His promises, and He does bring beauty out of ashes. So I want to thank you and Kay from the bottom of my heart for sharing your story and not wasting your pain. Even though we've never met, I feel as though we're friends. Well, we are. And I ask God daily to help me use my pain to help others. I still struggle some days with guilt and grief, but I know that God is faithful with me every step of the journey. With a thankful heart, Debbie. Well, Debbie, my dear sister, this touched me, obviously, your message. And as somebody who's walked in your shoes having lost a son, I can tell you without a doubt that God is faithful. And I just want to say that I'm so proud of you, that God does not want us to waste our hurts. Never waste a hurt. You're going to go through the pain, so you may as well use it to help other people. And in 2 Corinthians 1, the Bible says God takes us through problems and comforts us so we can then comfort others with the same comfort we've been given. And that's the motivation behind everything we do at Daily Hope. Friends, if you can give a gift to help Daily Hope, you can help people like Debbie, who's walking through the grief of having lost a husband and a son, but found new hope through this broadcast, which shares the message of Jesus. You who gave helped Debbie find healing. And you who gave have helped thousands and thousands of other people find hope and healing in Christ because of your gift. So thank you for your gifts today. God bless you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, please feel free to write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.